It's time for this week's More to the Story on WNCW. I'm Paul Foster and joined by staff writer for Smoky Mountain News, Corey Valancourt. Corey, welcome back. Good morning.
Always glad to be here, Paul.
One of your latest stories deals with the debate across the state about reopening. What's too soon? Those that already want to be operating their business again. What's been the reaction of business owners and leaders there in Haywood County?
Well, I was out and about this past weekend after Governor Cooper's Phase 1 order took effect Friday at 5 p.m., and I encountered a range of opinions, and it's starting to make me really think back to the old childhood fairy tale of Goldilocks. Some people say it's too soon, some people say it's too late, other people say it's just right.
And I think you explained that very well on how this whole thing's coming together. There's still different phases that we have to go through as we continue to get the green light, so to speak, from Governor Roy Cooper. I understand that your story about reopening there in Western North Carolina comes down to three very different businesses in three very different towns. How so?
Well, Haywood County is a lot different from the rest of the state. We're a rural community in the mountains, much different than, say, Charlotte or Raleigh. And so our experience with the coronavirus has been much different, but we've all been subject to the same orders. Here in Haywood County, you have three towns, Waynesville, Canton, and Maggie Valley, and they're all very different. Starting with Waynesville, it's pretty much a quintessential, quaint, bustling little mountain town. It's got a main street with retail establishments. They sell everything from high-end coffee tables to clothing, cookware. There's breweries and restaurants. During the shutdown, being downtown on a Saturday night was really eerie because it was absolutely deserted. So in an area where commercial activity from tourists is a main economic driver, that was not a good sign. But talking to some business owners on Main Street on Sunday, there's a lot of optimism. And when they did reopen, they all had a very, very good day, they said.
So you got into Waynesville, and we talked about there being three different towns and the three differences, so to speak. Take us next to town number two, Maggie Valley.
Well, in contrast to Waynesville, you know, they're both tourist towns, but Maggie Valley has a lot of lodging establishments, and it was really built around an amusement park that's been closed for years. It's called Ghost Town. And so you still have a lot of mom-and-pop restaurants. There's a distillery. There's a few bars. But by and large, it's all hotels. And so this hit Maggie Valley very hard. I talked to a guy named Chris Smith, who owns Chris and Friends Antiques and More in Maggie Valley. And that establishment was obviously shuttered as non-essential weeks and weeks ago. He opened back up. He says that he doesn't think that closing businesses like his was the right move. He said that since we are so different from some of the big cities, it might not have been the best idea for Maggie Valley. And also, since his particular business, it's a small space. Only one or two or three people are in the store at a time. It's not like Walmart where you have hundreds of people in and out. And so he expressed some frustration with being forced to close. But of course, he's happy to be open. And he credits political leadership in Maggie Valley. Mayor Mike Eveland has been an advocate for reopening safely. And Eveland also shares that sentiment of maybe we could have done this just a week or two earlier.
You're listening to Corey Valancourt, staff writer with Smoky Mountain News, on More to the Story from WNCW, as I continue my conversation with Corey about the reopening coming up for Western North Carolina businesses now and still in the days to come. You were breaking down three different locations. We've talked about Waynesville, Maggie Valley. Now take us to one that I see differently from the other two, Canton.
Absolutely. Canton is much more of a manufacturing community. It has been for over a century. There's a large paper mill at the center of town that has been really the economic driver in that town forever. They've struggled a little bit to attract retail and establishments like that to their downtown in recent years, but they've made a lot of progress. But then when this pandemic emerged and forced all those little businesses to close, perhaps the impact might have been a little bit greater than in Waynesville or in Maggie Valley. But I talked to Mayor Zeb Smathers the other day. He said right when the order was lifted at 5 o'clock last Friday, he went downtown and he saw bustling activity. He saw lines out the door, people honking their horns. And so he was very, I think, encouraged by that. And he said it kind of gave him hope that the community would be able to persevere through this because people are coming back to businesses and better days hopefully are ahead.
Corey, as we talk about these businesses that can start to reopen and what they're going through, we know in Governor Roy Cooper's phases, another very popular type of business remains on the outs as of right now. We're talking about these bars and live music venues. It's been tough on them, been tough on the employees, musicians and bands and all of that. But I know that is so popular in Western North Carolina in particular, isn't it?
That's right. If all goes well during phase one, we will progress to phase two in maybe 2 or 3 weeks. And that will supposedly allow limited reopening with diminished capacity for bars and restaurants. And so we still don't know what that looks like in terms of the live music scene, but you're absolutely right. It's not just Haywood County, it's not just Asheville, but all of Western North Carolina. It's known as a craft brewing hotspot and a live entertainment hotspot. And so that's really taken a lot of the spirit out of this place, I think, is those are traditions that people here have shared for decades and decades. And to see them just go away was probably the most difficult blow for a lot of folks. Socializing in these small, isolated mountain towns often happens at bars and distilleries and often happens in front of a stage with singer-songwriters and string bands and traditional music. And so I think personally, for me, that's something I'm looking very much forward to. And as you know, our A&E editor, Garrett K. Woodward, he goes to probably 500 shows a year. And so I know that he's chomping at the bit to get back at it as soon as it's safe to do so.
Before I let you go, take time to remind our listeners about how they can keep up with Smoky Mountain News online, how they can get their own subscription if they would like.
Sure, you can always visit www.smokymountainnews.com. You can find us on Facebook, Twitter, Instagram. You can also contribute to the Smoky Mountain News and support local journalism. A lot of media outlets are having a difficult time with a lot of their advertisers shut down. And so now more than ever, local news matters. And to keep that flowing, we've seen a lot of efforts like this to kind of help people do what they're supposed to be doing, which is reporting the facts and bringing the important stories to people on the street.
That's a very good point about our hometown, our local journalists that are still getting it done out there. Corey Valancourt with Smoky Mountain News has been our guest on More to the Story. Corey, always enjoy it.
Always a pleasure, Paul.
And visit our website, wncw.org, for past editions of More to the Story. I'm Paul Foster.